This is an admonishment toward the San Bernardino Department of Behavioral Health, Dr. Sadiq Mirza, psychiatrist in charge of my mental health care treatment plan that has gone sideways to its extreme. I expect only the standard care of excellence. I demand that standard of care excellence to be the target goal of services delivered to my side of mental recovery and mental healing from hate. From realuphuman.net, realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, @gmail.com. To Dr. Sadiq Mirza, #chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, smirza@dbh.sbcounty.gov. ccmhsa@dbh.sbcounty.gov. Chris Berger, cbergerlew@gmail.com. #jonathan.arellano-jackson, #chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. jarellano-jackson@pd.sbcounty.gov. Bethany Barbosa, case manager @dbh.sbcounty.gov, bbarboza@dbh.sbcounty.gov. Stephen at grew up #chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Graves, sgraves@dbh.sbcounty.gov. Date, Wednesday, March 14, 2018 at 3:39 p.m. Subject, rights of children, mentions email accommodation and non-written communications. We are adults being treated to discrimination lesser than the rights of children. Mailed by, gmail.com. This just cuts to the core of the argument on my side is right against your side, wrong and holding strong of irrational thinking and irrational considerations of the truth. The third optional protocol to the International Convention on the Right of the Child, a success or a failure for the enforcement of children's rights. The text message that is displayed is this content. This feature can be interpreted to allow unwritten formats of complaints under the CPRD. It can be argued that there appears to be no good reason, in this context, not to allow unwritten material under the OP. Hence, the unwritten material rule is particularly harmful to a procedure aiming at being as child-friendly as possible. The rule is also unnecessary, given the fact that other complaints procedures under the UN treaty system do not require material to be in a written format. The unwritten material rule risks reducing access to the OP significantly. The unwritten material rule can be seen as further aggravating the inaccessibility of the OP, since there are many formats that children could submit complaints in that would enhance access to the OP. Alternative forms of submitting complaints were recognized during the drafting of the OP, as some states saw videotapes as a potential method of submission. 111 commentators have therefore recommended the use of audiovisual methods to submit complaints. 112 It is further argued that the use of email would greatly accommodate the submission of complaints. 113 Children could, for example, videotape or audiotape their complaint and send it via email to the committee. However, it does not appear that the UN has fully recognized this format of submission yet, as the guidelines for how to fill in a submission form states that it has to be sent via post because it must be signed. 114 Thus, finding a more flexible approach to the signature rule is recommended in order to allow for electronic submissions. It is obvious how upset I am for being treated this way for 10 fucked up human years. Your option is to accept the reality of the world and change. ASAP. This. #conspiracyexposed terminates ASAP. Dr. Sadiq Mirza, as of the retardation of standards, you are fiscally being placed to the record of liable responsible, moral responsible agency, for future possible damages when it will be discovered you did not fucking listen to your email and cause of me and fucking change. The notion that you don't know that these documents are out here in resource mission mandate is bullshit. That bullshit stinks around here. You stink of insane pathologically liar behavior. Dr. Mirza, you have a technology URL binding in your way by individual real name to this delivery of message that you must accept its truth and its consequences to the consequences of non-action. Shameful, you are shameful. Where in hell did you get your sense of morality? Realuphuman.net, realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, @gmail.com. 3:46 p.m., 6 hours ago. To Dr. Sadiq Mirza, #chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, MHSA, Dr. Christopher Berger, #jonathan.arellano-jackson, #chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, Bethany Barbosa, case manager @dbh.sbcounty.gov, Stephen at grew up #chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Graves. Concede, I have caught you in the last end game here. Time for this game to end. Realuphuman.net, realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, @gmail.com. 4:38 p.m., 5 hours ago. To Dr. Sadiq Mirza, #chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, MHSA, Dr. Christopher Berger, #jonathan.arellano-jackson, #chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, Bethany Barbosa, case manager @dbh.sbcounty.gov, Stephen at grew up #chromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Graves. The proper response that I am expecting from someone of community leadership is, we are sorry that we are violating your rights. We don't have the right to violate the rights of our clients. We will together reach to a higher class standard of excellence. Please give us a time to understand where we have lost our sense of undertaking, and we will empower you to take the enforcement of your rights to any place of social services across our United States nation that you find yourself calling that place home. Furthermore, we accept that hate has been the problem, and there will be efforts made for special accommodation to the remedy and reconciliation and amends of your housing conflicts anywhere you may also go. You will be placed to a special case of concern as a thank you for all of your effort in bringing our attention to these matters. It is likely that your technology adaptation has saved you from an act of suicide. Considering the extremes of hate and life circumstances that you have lived through for over 10 years, in correcting us in our misguidance our loss of sanctity for the rights for persons with, we are no longer putting ourselves to perceptional blindness standards. We see, we don't support hate, enable hate, or allow haters to win. We are sorry that you feel so to want to change your United States citizenry for our collective social service responsibility that did not care to act until now. We are very sorry what you have lived through. Two fallout campaigns of hate targeted at you over the course of more than a decade. The failings of social services that has misunderstood your intentions at corrective action of the rights of persons with disabilities that were in fact violating your rights. It is not an acceptable standard that we accept, and we will not tolerate such a condition upon another human being anymore. Signatures of commitment from the mayor of our city up to our governor of our state to our United States President and Pope Francis, I have tweeted them already in my effort at getting a voice to get the empowerment that the haters will stop their activity toward James Martin Driscoll, owner of RealUpHuman.net spelled RealUpHuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history. Forever, you may reword this to a lesser your self-blame, but you get the idea wholeheartedly of what I expect of you of the standard level value excellence. I am crazy to expect this outcome, huh? Bullfucking, fucked up human, I have the technology to call it out bullshit. I am crying with these words. These words are deliverance of your option, anything is possible with the effort of love over hate.